Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, as it is just a few weeks away from the big game, as we have made it all the way to the championship round. And I cannot believe this season's basically almost over. But, hey, it's a fun time of year. Holiday season's over. It's the new year. It's starting to get a little bit cold out. The games are starting to get, you know, more intense every week, and there's only a couple left, man. And once again, I'm joined by my good friend Connor. How are you, man? And what are you looking forward to this weekend, other than, of course, some good football?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I mean, really, to be honest with you, as this week goes on, I really like both of these games. I think both of these games are going to be really good. I thought maybe, you know, earlier in the week, I kind of had a, you know, a pull on one game. I thought it might get away from one team and it might be not as good of a game as you know, we might want for a championship game. But the more I think about it, and as the week goes on, I think both of these games are going to be really close, really good football games. So I'm excited.
Yeah, no, these games should be spectacular games. I hope we've had, you know, a couple really good ones this so far this playoffs. We had a couple that have definitely gotten away. I want to make sure that these games stay as close as possible, because it's always fun. Every play makes everything more intense, and that's what you need in this time of year. It gets the blood pumping. So let's jump right into it, man. First game tomorrow, 3:00. Niners Eagles, which as an Eagles fan, I'm happy it's first. I need to get it out of the way, and just, you know, I don't want to build up any more of this, just waiting and hoping, because, you know, it's been definitely a roller coaster ride the last few weeks for me, because of the whole, you know, you lose to Dallas, you're not playing well, you come back, you dominate the Giants in a fashion that you did last week. And now you get a 49ers team that is one of those teams that look like, you know, they have that destiny to them. They have that little bit of a spark in them because of the Brock Purdy ride and how he's been playing, and the team's been able to win games without elite quarterback play. But coming in Philly, man, I definitely think Brock Purdy and this offense might have a little bit more trouble. They haven't really faced any elite defense. Haven't really faced last week they faced an elite front. Of the Cowboys, and they did not look hot. I think they just were able to capitalize on Dak Prescott's mistakes and get the job done. But just to keep it short and sweet, I'll let you go more in depth first, and then I'll, you know, ramble my things on. Because I think the Eagles will be able to disrupt and slow down that running game of the 49ers and make this a lower scoring game, and one that they might be able to pull out, I believe, at least maybe by 4 or 6 points.
Yeah, that was my lean early in the week. When we hopped on earlier in the week, I said I thought this was the Eagles. As the week has gone on, I'm gonna flip my pick. I'm gonna take the Niners in this game.
Ah, shit.
I don't know if you know, my reasoning is sound. Maybe there's a little bit of, you know, Eagle hate in it. But the more I look at the stats, San Francisco plays a lot of zone coverage, and Jalen Hurts is going to be able to run the football, you know, use his legs more, you know, when they're going to play man coverage. I think Fred Warner right in the middle is going to be able to at least slow Jalen Hurts' legs down a little bit. And my biggest worry about this game early in the week for San Francisco was Brock Purdy and, you know, going up against that D-line of Philadelphia. But the more I think about it, Kyle Shanahan has never given me a reason to doubt that he's going to put his players in, you know, in a good position, you know, to be able to, you know, maximize what they're going to be able to do, you know, against defenses.
Right.
And, you know, nothing against Philly, but when you look at the position groups for San Francisco, I mean, it's just off the charts. There's no team like the position groups that San Francisco has. And when you can, you know, you might be able, if you're Philadelphia, you might be able to stop, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Eli Mitchell, but you also have to worry about Debo, and you also have to worry about Kittle, and you also have to worry about Ayuk. And, you know, stopping one or two of those guys doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have full success against this San Francisco offense. I don't know if, you know, I don't know how confident I am in this pick, but as the week has gone on, I have started to lean a little bit more San Francisco, and I'm going to ride with it.
Fair enough reasoning. I disagree. I think the, I mean, obviously, I mean, can I agree? Is that allowed? I definitely, you know, I think for the Eagles' sake, man, it's more or so all in Jalen Hurts' legs, because, I mean, they're going to give opportunities to where he's going to have to extend plays and he's going to have to be able to move outside the pocket and make things happen. And if those running lanes, those lanes are going to be shut down, it can be a long, it could be a long day for him. I think, you know, he's done very, very well in himself, and Nick Sirianni has been able to make some last week you saw a little bit different type of formations that they were running out there, different type of packages they were running for him. They ran a play out of a quarterback sneak package that they've done all season long and ran a flip play out of it, a toss to the left side out of it last week. So there's plays that are in, I think, the Eagles will be able to capitalize and try to, you know, outsmart the 49ers defense. Not saying that they will, because that team is a very smart team and they have been prepared for every week and they're always prepared. They're a winning team in their past so many weeks. They have been a winning football team that's made it far. And there's no reason why they can't do it again. Kyle Shanahan has to keep these guys prepared. And I think that's my worry is, can he get out coached? Nick Sirianni in a big game, obviously, his first time in a big game, he's got to knock it out coach, because Shanahan could run laps around him coaching wise. And I think that's going to be my fear, is if things start to spiral, it's how is Nick Sirianni and the team going to respond? How are things going to be able to, you're able to reel it back in and play your offense again? You're going to get away from your game plan. And if they start to get away from however they decide to draw up this week, I think that's where they can get in trouble. I think that's where Kyle Shanahan will be able to just take advantage and pick this team apart and be able to, one play at a time, just take this defense and make it one-dimensional. If they're going to try to hurt you one way, you start to slow it down, they'll go back and hit you another way because you might not be prepared. So I think that's my worry in this game. But again, this defensive line has produced the second most sacks in the sack era that they've been producing sacks. I think this team very well can still rush the passer and be able to stop the run at a higher level, not as the highest level that they have in the past, but at a very high level. And I still think that the MO of this team, it obviously is run first offense. If you can slow down Christian McCaffrey, if you can make it a George Kittle type of game where it's just a George Kittle middle of the field thing, which absolutely can hurt you. You saw the Super Bowl 5 years ago where Rob Gronkowski took over the second half early in that, the second half. But I don't think this offense for the Eagles is going to get, not shut out, but going to get completely zeroed out. I think there's going to be tricks up the sleeve. I think there's going to be plays. I think there's going to be opportunities to execute down the field. I think you can see more of Jalen Hurts using his arm in this game more than probably in the past. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing that he's going to have to throw the ball more. I don't know if they're going to stick with it. I think your way to beat this team, other than just running up the middle and running the football, Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts, is to really use AJ Brown and to really get him going, because he was not used greatly last week. It was a Devontae Smith show. Now, they didn't really need to, because the game got spiraled out of hand early. But you got to use your wide receiver, AJ Brown. He's bigger than any DB out there. He's big. So you got to use his size and be able to put him up and try to see if you can create some separation down the field. And that can open up a little bit of something to try to not outsmart, that defense, but just to give you some more option than just your straight up, however people have always played against the Niners. You got to try to run first, let them respect it, and then go downfield, and that's when they pick you off. So I think it might be a little bit of a flip script for that. And if they can do that at a high level and Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over, I think the Eagles have a good chance in this game, because it's going to be loud and rocking, man. It's going to be a loud game on Sunday.
Score prediction?
So I'm thinking lower. I'm not too low, but I'm thinking 24-20, Eagles.
Give me 19-17, San Fran.
19-17. See, I like that. It's a little different. I like it. I don't like the pick, of course, but all right. So we both got low scoring games. We both have lower tied scoring games. So, yeah, man, it'll be a battle. It'll definitely be a battle. I'm excited. So I don't know how excited. It's more nerves or excitement. I'm trying to figure out which one it is. I think it's nerves, but yeah. We'll move on, man. We'll move on to the other game where it's not that much nervous about. Bengals, Chiefs, and Burrowhead. And start Burrowhead. Us off, man. What are we thinking?
Yeah, give me the Bengals, man. Patrick Mahomes is not on the injury report anymore, but we know that the ankle is still a little bit up in the air. Obviously, he practiced, you know, towards the end of the week. We don't know the extent of his practicing. I think he's going to be, you know, close to 100%. I don't think it's going to be a huge problem to where their offense is going to be totally handcuffed because of the ankle injury. But I do think you are going to see it in certain spots that he's not going to be able to move out of the pocket and make some of the plays that we're accustomed to Patrick Mahomes making. I think that's the difference in this game. Because to be completely honest with you, I think a lot of what we see from Patrick Mahomes is that getting out of the pocket, making those plays with his legs, extending plays. Joe Burrow doesn't do that as much. And if you're going to be able to make Patrick Mahomes just a pocket passer in this game, I'm going to take Joe Burrow every single day of the week as a pocket passer over Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to, you know, make the big mistakes that Mahomes is a little bit apt to make. And when you take away the spectacularness that I think is going to be, you know, not totally taken away, but a little bit dissolved in this game because of the ankle injury, I like Joe Burrow better. And they're playing really good right now. They've played, you know, a couple times in Arrowhead. They know how to win there. They did it last year. They're not scared of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think, you know, the arrogant confidence that they're coming into this game with might be a bad thing, but, you know, it's not like they're going to come in playing scared. Give me the Bengals in this game.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think the Bengals have just really showed out the whole rest of the year. They have been the more confident. They've been the more consistent offensive team out there than the Chiefs. Not saying the Chiefs are a bad, inconsistent team. I think just because of the Patrick Mahomes, because of just their inability to really be a two-way team sometimes where it's just kind of just hoping on Mahomes to make a magic play, and he does it very often. And again, you can't hide the ankle, man. You just can't hide it. You can't, you know, we can't just not say it's not there. And it just happened. Like, and if they're calling high ankle sprain, that thing lingers. It doesn't just heal up in a few days. So he's going to be out there hobbling around maybe a little bit. It might not be as bad. He's definitely going to play through some play no matter what. But you're not going to – like those plays where he's going to have to make those magic plays, he's not going to be able to do that. And I think that Cincinnati front has been very much improved this year. I think Trey Hendrickson has been fantastic for them on the outside this whole year, just being able to disrupt plays. And I think they're going to be able to get to Patrick Mahomes because he's not going to be able to escape as much or as quick. So if that's going to be the case, man, I think Cincinnati can really, really, you know, get to this team quickly and make this not out of hand. I don't think it's going to be out of hand. It's going to be a closer game, but they're going to be able to put up some points, and they're going to be able to stop that Chiefs offense, I think, relatively to a smaller margin. I think Travis Kelce popped up on the injury report this week, and I don't know how severe that is or how whatever the take or outcome of his injury is and how bad it really is, but he's going to play. I think he's going to be fine. But if you're Travis Kelce's not 100%, Patrick Mahomes isn't 100%, those are their two biggest weapons in the NFL. So you'll be able to slow down those guys a little bit, even if it's by their own sake because of their legs and whatever their injuries are. Then this Bengals team has an absolute great chance because they have great weapons on offense. I mean, T. Higgins has played fantastic this year. You know how Ja'Marr Chase is. We know how that duo has been since they've both gotten to the league. And their running game is definitely miles better when they get it going. It's miles better than the Chiefs once they get it going. So I expect Joe Mixon to, you know, he's still just the workhorse for this team. He's been that last couple of years, but it's definitely more improved. And I think how they use their tandem with him and P. Ryan has been really good this year. So I'm excited to see that. I think the Bengals in this game are actually going to take care of business in this game. I think that, again, you said the arrogant confidence might be a little bit of a scary sign for them because it's a lot. They obviously, they're confident in this game. They want to go out there and make a statement. And sometimes that backfires on teams. We've seen it in the past, but I don't think in this game it will. I don't think in this game it will. I think they're really going in there and take care of business. It seems like the last few weeks we've been really seeing this, how good this team is, and their confidence is growing week by week by week. And I think this is where they really get to show out now and take care of business. I'm going to say a score. Oh, man. I'm going to go 28-20. I'm going to go an 8-point win by the Bengals. Wow. I'm going to go 28-20.
That's funny because that's almost exactly where I went. I'm going to go 27-21.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really, really think that this Bengals team, man, is just a well-oiled machine right now. And I, again, if we're going coaching-wise, it's the same thing in the last game. Andy Reid can very well coach circles around Zach Taylor if, you know, it gets to that point and it gets to a close game and they need, you know, decision-making becomes a big thing. Andy Reid can absolutely have the edge there, and he deservedly so. Excuse me. But this team has not showed me when they're in uncomfortable situations that they back down or they make the wrong call. They push the right buttons to get here. You don't get here without pushing the right button. So I think for that case, man, and you just take the offensive talent all around, it's just going to be one of those games where I think this might be one of those games that can get out of hand. Not that it will, but Chiefs fans definitely have to worry about it because if you guys are not going to be able to stop that, you know, stop Joe Burrow and to minimize the big play ability of this team, it could be one of those games where you're kind of just sighing every time they touch the football, man, because it can get ugly quick. But so be it. I just can't believe we're here. So my picks: Eagles, Bengals. Well, what if? Wow, that'd be something. That'd be interesting. Eagles, Bengals. But then you got the Niners, Bengals. So
Niners, Bengals. Yep,
right there. So I mean, how long did we get here, man? How did we get here from all this? What were our picks beginning of the year? What was our same beginning of the year? Some AFC West team was going to be there, which it very well is going to be. Probably it could be the Chiefs, and I don't think it was the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember. I don't remember what I felt. You know, was man, at the end.
No, we didn't. We'll have to go back and next week when we do a Super Bowl. You know, basically lead up to it. We'll have to go back. I'll go into our bold takes and make sure we have them all written down and see where we at. See where we're at because I want to reflect on it because I know when I don't think any of us really hit on one of them. I don't think we hit on any of them. So because holy, what a year this was. A lot of teams fell apart. Tom Brady's 46. So I don't know why I brought up Tom Brady, but he is 46 next year. So he might be gone. But, man, anything else you want to add on here before we get into some football tomorrow?
Yeah, for all the Eagles fans, you know, out there listening to this pod, I'm rooting against you this week. Not just my pick. I if you guys lose tomorrow, I will be genuinely happy. I'll be thinking about you.
That's respectable. I mean, the Deadskins, you know what I'm saying? That's respectable. That's respectable from you. It is what it is, man. It'll be a good one. I think it's just – oh, man. Actually, I should be so nervous. Like, I was nervous last week for whatever reason. They're the one seed. Like, they got to take care of business last week. I don't know why I was nervous. It's just in the nature. It nervousness takes over excitement quickly. So, you know, this is what it is. But I unfortunately, I'm going to have to just disagree completely. You know, the Niners have – yeah, we'll see. Kyle Shanahan's he gets far enough, and then he kind of can't finish the job. So maybe this is the time he finishes it in this round instead of the next round. So it'll be a fun one. So I appreciate everybody for listening. Thank you so very much. Enjoy football tomorrow. You know, whatever you're doing, if you're having a party all day, enjoying some food, some snacks, a couple cold ones or whatever it is, enjoy it tomorrow. Monday's not going to be fun. Go back to work that week. It's not going to be enjoyable. No matter how you place, how you slice it, it's going to be a good one. So I thank you all for listening, man. And you have any last words?
Nothing else.
All right. I'll see you next week then, right? About we'll do one next Saturday or do one middle of the week, whenever we're going to go. Maybe one of each. We'll do the same thing we always done. And until then, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.